Who or what is Lord in your life? I recently heard a man say that for many years he had not gotten to bed before 5 a.m. He ran a disco in New York City, a very exclusive place. His clients were people like the Shah of Iran, the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, and so on. And then one day he simply got tired of his pagan lifestyle, filled with drugs and immorality, and he went to his knees, pled the mercy of God, and came to Christ. And today he serves the Lord full time. For years his work was his God. Now, thank God, God is his God. At the same time, I listened to a man who had been a highly successful lobbyist in our nation's capital. His profession consumed his life. One day he came to the realization that he was giving his profession the place that God should occupy in his life. He stopped, gave his life over to God, and today he is happily living a very productive life for the Lord. Another man told how he tended bar for years in a very popular nightclub. Night after night, he listened to the sad stories and tales of woe of the men and women who sat at his bar and tried to drown their sorrows. Not too long ago, after spending most of his lifetime behind the counter, he realized he didn't have anything of real value to tell these people who poured out their hearts to him. So he stopped, took stock, quit his job, and began a diligent study of the Bible. Today he is a man who has real answers to real problems, especially those in his own life as well as the lives of others. Jesus has become the Lord of his life. Now, for that to happen to a person, there are two things that are involved. The first is faith. A couple of years ago, I was in a city in Asia. The thing that captured my attention was the wild, reckless, and dangerous traffic. The whole thing looked like a giant demolition derby. The ones that captured my mind were the motorcycles. Not so much the drivers, but the girls who were sitting side saddle in their long dresses in back of the drivers. They were absolutely unconcerned. Some were reading a book. Some were doing their nails. Doing their nails? I couldn't believe it. How could these girls sit there so calmly when it seemed to me they were in imminent peril? Only one way. Absolute confidence in the one up front. That's the only way you and I can go through this life. With our faith centered in Christ, the Lord of our lives, trusting Him to take us safely home. The second necessity that must be present in our lives is a strong desire to do God's will. Recently, my wife and I were invited by the United States Marine Corps to come to Camp Pendleton and preach at various functions. While we were there, we lived on base in a trailer on the beach at Del Mar. One day, my wife, Virginia, noticed an interesting thing happening to the ocean. When the sky was blue, the ocean was blue. But when the sky was gray, the ocean was gray. As I watched this phenomenon, I saw a spiritual truth. It's true, isn't it, that our lives reflect that which dominate our lives. If our lives are dominated by greed or hate or lust or envy, that's what our lives will reflect to others. The thing that dominated the life of Jesus was a strong desire to do the will of his Father. He said, "My meat, my food, my nourishment, the thing that sustains my life, is to do the will of the one who sent me and finish his work." So it must be with us. You and I must be eager to do God's will, which, of course, is not all that bad when you consider the fact that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect.